Hello? Hello?
Hello. I called.
Can you hang on? Hang on.
Yes, I can. I don't understand. Hello?
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 Please hold. Hello?
Yes, hello.
They're doing some work on my apartment. Just one second more.
Harry?
I'm sorry. Just
hello,
one
second. Is this Harry?
One second. Hello?
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 I don't understand. I was calling for Harry Gibson.
Yes, he's here. Hold one second, please.
He asked me to send the contract. I don't know. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Crazy you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Hello?
Who is this, please?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling from Wall Design. I was calling for her. Hello?
What
are you saying? Yes, go ahead.
Who am I speaking with, please? I don't mean to be rude, but I called before. It's busy. I'm calling for Harry Getzoff.
Who do you think you are speaking like that?
I'm not... I beg your pardon. I'm calling for Harry Getzoff. I was calling to fax him over a contract.
Well, his son Scott is on the line.
Whose son?
Scott will help you.
I don't think you understand. I am calling to fax him over.
What's the fax about?
Do I have the right number?
Scott.
Who's?
Well, how can I help you?
I'm calling because he asked me to call him back about the flowers. And so I'm doing that, and I would just like to speak to Harry.
Hello.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
By what?
Harry's been dead for weeks, you insensitive person.
Hello?
Scott, his son will help you.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
I didn't realize he was... Hi, I... Who is this?
This is Scott.
I'm calling from Wall Design. I was told to call Harry Getzoff.
Okay, well, he can't help you right now. He can't help you.
Who?
You have to speak to this other guy. There's other people that take care of that now. Harry's not around.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Did you not hear about Harry?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my... It was horrible. He was flying a kite and lightning hit the kite and... Oh, my goodness.
That's terrible. How is his fiancée? Is she there? Can I speak to the fiancée?
Oh, who do you... It was terrible. But
is
Scott, his son,
who
will...
Am I speaking?
You.
Hello, who am I speaking to, please?
Scott, his son, will handle you.
Oh.
You're from Floral Design? Is that
Hello?
What you said, Floral Design?
Yeah, this is Deborah Sperstein. I was calling originally to speak to Harry, and is his fiancée there, please?
No, she's not here right now. She's not able to speak.
Oh, can I leave a message then?
Hello?
So terrible, I didn't...
Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, take this message.
Should I give my number for...
He's flying a kite and lightning hit the kite. I had to stitch him up and everything to look good in front of people.
There was so much rain. Was it from that? That's so horrible.
Yes, he got all nice... for some reason, it possessed him to go out to fly a kite. The rain. And it electrified his chest, everything. I don't understand why anyone would do that in the rain.
I had talked to her before. Is it? Can I call her?
But you can speak to her son, Scott.
All right, I'll speak to Scott.
Hi.
Hi, is this Scott?
This is Scott. Hi, who is this?
Scott,
please?
It's just... I... I don't know what to say. I guess I'll call back. I'll call for
Hello?
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to his fiance?
Yeah, I would like to.
Well, then you happen to speak to his son Scott.
I don't understand. Maybe his nephew is over there. I don't know, because they're putting me on, but I don't understand why.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, sir. I'm going
to... Do you wish to speak to his fiancée?
Yeah, I don't...
But then you must speak to his son, Scott. Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Scott!
I don't understand why...
Did you speak to Mr. Scott?
I don't know. I don't understand who Scott is. I know...
Scott?
Yes.
I believe this lady must speak to you to speak to...
I don't mean to be rude, but I was calling, and I don't understand, quite frankly, what's going on. I just wanted to speak to the...
Mr. Scott will explain.
What's the matter? Can I help you?
I'm going to call back, but you can call me. It's Deborah Steen.
Miss?
Yeah.
He was flying a kite.
No, I heard you. I think it's horrible.
The lightning struck him in his ass and chest, and I had to spend one day to fix him for his family.
Who is this?
I'm the mortician.
At his house?
Is he having it in his house?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to call back and speak to the fiancé.
But if you want to speak to the fiancé, you must speak to his son, Scott.
I spoke to Scott. I don't understand why.
We need flowers.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, hello?
No, miss, I don't know who the people on the phone. We need flowers.
Well, yeah, I could do the funeral. I mean...
But you must speak to his son, Scott.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah.
But we want to dress him in flowers because we have, because of the kite, we think a Ben Franklin kind of thing would look good. You know, maybe if you could put flowers like a Ben Franklin wig.
You know what, darling, look, I will call back. I'll speak to the fiancé.
No, if you want to speak to the fiancé, you must speak to his son, Scott.
But you know what, let me... I'll call you back. I'll do the funeral. It's fine. I'll call you back.
No, but miss,
yes.
His fiancé is here.
You know, I want to speak to the fiancé. I think it's...
Okay, you want to speak to the fiancé?
Yeah, I have... Yeah.
But in order to do that, you must speak to his son, Scott.
Okay.
Mr. Scott.
Yeah, I think
I'm
the fiancé, she already arranged some flowers.
I'm hanging up.
I'm not sure. I think she may already...
No, don't say it.